Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by
Mr.
the architect
Plumpers himself
of this show's destruction, a brilliant comedian, writer, actor, many a successful stand-up album, the Blake album, Stuffed Boy, Live from the Pandemic, some successful voicemail albums, Todd Glass to Blake's voicemails from Todd Glass to Blake Wexler, nice. Which charted on Billboard. Please welcome the hilarious, the chaotic. He's riding a recumbent bike in short shorts, and his plumpers are on full display. It's Blake Wexler!
Hey, this is Blake Wexler, a.k.a. the Birthday Bay, a.k.a. Born Bjorg, a.k.a. the Flat Birther, a.k.a. Age Against the Machine, a.k.a. the C-section star. It's great to be here. I turned 34 yesterday.
Oh, hey!
I did yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
3 days ago, whatever. Yeah,
I'm riding it out.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
On the recumbent bike.
You're a C-section baby.
Yeah, the C-section star baby. That's me.
Look at that.
That'll be trademarked by Monday. And that's a fucking promise.
Mama said cut it out. tight.
Get this thing.
Get it out of my body.
The belly of the beast.
Yeah.
as it's colloquially referred to. Yeah,
that's
thanks
right.
for having me, you guys.
Hey, thanks for being here, Blake. How are
Anytime.
You holding up after the Philadelphia Eagles? You probably heard about this. Did lose in the Super Bowl.
It came across my radar, and I am journaling and handling this in a very mature way. Just because they lost one game doesn't mean all the nice memories from along the way
absolutely
are invalidated.
Right. Yeah, the real Super Bowl ring is the friends we made along the way.
That's right.
I agree, and it's a ring of friendship, and we're all holding hands around one holding call.
Just because you lost doesn't mean
horse poop.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you can't eat the poo poo anyway.
Yeah,
I couldn't agree more. It's there. What did horses go away just because we lost the Super Bowl? They're still around. They're still
exactly
eating.
Losing
still
the Super
shitting
Bowl
on our streets, and someone has to do something about this.
It's true. Clean it.
Losing
up.
The Super Bowl does not make the horse poo poo any less delicious. So
I agree. Yeah.
Those or more delicious.
Or more.
Yes.
Right.
Before we get to any of that shit, though, Amy, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
I like that you call the rest of your show shit.
Any of that bullshit.
That's good. Real professional stuff. Thanks for tuning in again.
Before we get to all the bullshit. Yeah.
Let's see. Well, this weekend I'll be in Oregon. My Portland show is sold out, but there's still some tickets for Salem. And if you're crazy, McMinnville, a lovely little town, you can go to a winery and then see some comedy. Yeah. Both about an hour outside Portland. So I got you guys covered. And then a couple weeks I'll be in Alameda in the East Bay at the Alameda Comedy Club. And then I have a new clip up on YouTube. I haven't seen it because I don't want to look at the comments. But I hear it's great. Yeah. So you should watch it. Fan. Give it a thumbs up. I did it. I was at the show. So I remember it. But yeah, give it a thumbs up. Maybe leave a nice comment. If I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. But yeah. And my whole special's up on YouTube, too, if you want to see more. And you go to amymillercomedy.com for dates.
They're going to say moi. If you want to see moi.
If you want to see moi, come see me.
So your search
live.
History is just Amy Miller stuff?
Yeah, I was gonna... No, I've gotten so much better. I'm really growing up. I just can't be bothered with what people are. Although I was on the New York Times TikTok yesterday. I have to encourage people to see this because it's maybe the dumbest piece of media about comedy I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's just about what water bottles people have on stage. It's like the most inane.
That's hard-hitting journalism. I don't know what you're talking about.
And then I did read some of those comments because, you know, TikTok comments are hilarious a lot of the time. Like, even if you're getting roasted, you're like, these kids are so fucking funny. but, you know, there were people that were just like, why aren't people using reusable water bottles? I'm like, I just took the bottle that they handed me at the taping.
Right.
I didn't, like... call ahead to Comedy Central, like, I'm going to need a clean canteen on stage. Yes. It's just, it's the most insane thing. It's literally just about water and comedy.
Mm. Are they trend chasing? Are they like,
I feel like they just like gave one kid like a TikTok assignment and he was like, what about this?
Right.
It's like he doesn't know anything about stand up, but he just noticed that we have water bottles sometimes. And
has a bottled water company ever reached out to you and been like, we would love you to influence for on our behalf? Because that kind of makes sense. It seems like the advertising community falling down on the job.
Yeah, maybe it's happened to other people. I might not be famous enough. Or according to this piece, I don't drink enough water maybe because they do clip out like the Robin Williams special where he has like 17 bottles of water on the stage and they're like, some comedians move around a lot and they get really thirsty. I'm not exaggerating this piece, by the way. But I don't move at all, so I think one bottle is probably good for the whole half hour.
Like, there you go.
I don't know, it's wild. You have to go check it out.
I mean, no wonder these teens are so depressed about climate change, because all these comedians are not using reusable water bottles. They're just chugging 17 bottles of water on stage, throwing them away, and look what it's done to our planet.
You know,
I came here for a good time, Amy, not to watch you destroy the planet Earth.
Well, what's wild is in the last 6 months, I've been doing a new bit about plastic bottles, and I'm like, ooh, you caught me too early with this clip. Let's do a follow up in a couple months when that's been taped. So wild.
The New York Times TikTok needs to get up on their shit. I'm disappointed in them.
They're really trying.
All right. What is something you think is overrated?
Radical honesty. Like,
okay.
I don't know that I think that we can sometimes like put a lot of value on being like honest for the sake of being honest. And like, I'm fine with white lies. And like, I would honestly rather have someone be nice to me. I'd rather have you be nice. I don't like when people have a personality of like, I just tell it like it is and they're just mean.
Yeah. Just
I'm not into it. I think it's overrated.
Yeah. It's a lot of energy to be around those
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For your little experiment, I have to like just gird myself for like the most uncomfortable 30 minutes of my life, you know, like that.
Exactly.
It can be pretty selfish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like you're kind of pushing that on someone else without necessarily their consent or they're asking for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it in small doses, though.
Oh, me too.
I don't think I could pull it off as a lifestyle, like a 24-hour lifestyle. But having like this kind of came up when we were talking. There was that The Cut article about like new rules of etiquette, and one of them was like, don't tell people who you think they look like. And
that's a perfect example.
That is great advice for you. However, if you have a lookalike about me, I want to know what it is desperately, even though I'm not gonna like it. That is an amazing little glimpse into like how people see you when they first see you that like you'll never be able to get other than that way. And it's like uncomfortable and I don't want to know it all the time, but I also have no idea like how people perceive me. So like somebody who's practicing radical honesty, it's good to like get next to them for 15 minutes if you're in the mood, you know.
What is there one that sticks out in your mind of like a lookalike that you got that made you happy?
John Mayer made me happy.
That's a good one.
And then Walton Goggins made me unhappy. I got Walton Goggins.
Sometimes it's a big ego boost and other times it's crushing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be.
I changed my whole life once someone told me that I was a Walton Goggins.
That's the thing. It's irreparable damage. And I think it's that thing of like, you remember the bad comments so much more than the good ones.
Yeah,
it's like one radically honest comparison to somebody you don't want to look like. And you're on a whole new life trajectory.
Walton Goggins is not a bad like looking guy or anything.
No.
It was just like it was a character that this person was like saying, oh my God, you so remind me of them. And like, you look exactly like them. And it just wasn't my favorite. So,
well, I don't see it. If that,
oh my God, thank you so much.
I need to Google Walter Goggins.
I bring this up
every
episode now, just so people can from like vice principals. And I think Justified.
Oh, okay. And, this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You're like, I see.
I mean, good name, though.
Great
Walton
name.
Goggins, amazing name.
Yeah. Like such a Civil War soldier who like died on the battlefield. Like just incredible. Was born to die on the battlefield in like a Civil War battle. And this is all getting edited out, but yeah, it's good. It's good. It allows me to get to know you better, Mason. Mason, what's something you think is underrated?
Elastic. In waistbands and socks.
Okay.
Because I found out recently it was invented in like the 30s and 40s. And I can't imagine waking up every day and having to tie my underwear on and clip on sock garters. And there's like nothing better than, I like tall socks. And like that feeling when you have a sock pulled all the way up is just awesome. And I just feel like I haven't appreciated that enough.
Yeah. It's just they invented a thing that hugs you naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. And we take it for granted, but like, you know, it wasn't that long ago in the 30s and 40s when underwear literally had buttons and ties on it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It seems unthinkable. So
these are my regular suspenders and these are my underwear suspenders. And everything is just held up by a series of clips. Yeah, that's amazing. The 30s. And like before that, you see a lot of belts and strange undergarments that look like you are in traction. Like underneath your clothing.
Yeah.
It also makes probably a little down the road for you, but makes getting your kids dressed much easier. Like getting kids dressed must have been a nightmare. Why they just all wore like a burlap sack back in the day. What, Perry, what is something that you think is underrated?
I'm also going to go with a clothing item.
Okay.
So, and I came to appreciate it recently because I just turned 50 a few months ago. And I remember back probably when I was Mason's age, somebody said, never skimp on anything that separates you from the earth. And I've realized recently that shoes and good shoes are way underrated. I want a shoe that like when I take it off at the end of the day, I don't feel like my back and my feet, and my legs are going to, you know, killing me. But I would maybe generalize and just say anything that separates us from the ground.
Did an electrician shoes,
whether
tell
that's
you that?
A mattress. Yeah. Exactly. Grounded. I think it was somebody that had way more money than me. And he was talking about like why he bought a really expensive car. So he was justifying that. He's like, anything that separates me from the earth, I'm going to spend a lot of money on so that it's reliable. But I come to appreciate it with just like shoes. I just want shoes that don't hurt.
I just lost a sneaker auction this morning. So I agree with you.
She's trying to get those Jordan 3s.
The 3s.
That dropped today.
The 3s. Yeah. The white cement 3s that they dropped the on threes. My ass.
Yeah. I saw that and I was like, I ain't
Justin,
even gonna try this shit.
Super producer Justin got him.
Oh, Justin got him?
Super producer Justin gets every... He's the only person I know who actually gets, like, wins these sneaker.
Justin, I'm going... Justin, what's your address, man? I'm going to be over your crib.
Yeah. You're just going to need to wear 14 pairs of socks because he wears, like, 5 sizes bigger than any of us.
I love it.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. And yeah, so Malcolm X's daughter, Ilyasa Shabazz, filed notices stating her intention to sue the FBI, CIA, NYPD for conspiring to assassinate her father. There was a Netflix documentary that pointed to the fact that two of the people who were convicted of assassinating her father were not there that day. And so that they were eventually, like, the Innocence Project and a local DA, I believe, reopened the case. And, you know, Muhammad Ayaziz and Khalil Islam were cleared because there were just so much evidence that they, again, were not there that day.
Weren't present for the murder. Mm-hmm.
The key piece of evidence that seemingly inspired the new suit surfaced last year, and it is a letter written by a now-dead NYPD officer who confessed that he had been compelled by his supervisors at the New York Police Department to coax two members of Malcolm X's security team into committing crimes meaning they were in jail during the event, allowing law enforcement agencies to murder Malcolm X, which, like, does sound like how police forces seem to operate.
Sounds very familiar.
Yeah, like falsely accuse and imprison somebody so that, you know, like, again, the details aren't all there about, like, police officers walked up and, like, pulled the trigger. But it seemed like they were told this was going to happen. They didn't stop it. They arrested, according to, you know, this letter from an NYPD officer who was like, yeah, just wait till I'm dead and then you can release this. But they arrested parts of his security team that would make it difficult for him to be murdered. And then when it happened, this officer threatened to resign, but his supervisors told him that they would charge him with false crimes if he did, which, again, seems to be their MO in this case. So, yeah, it's a mess. I remember when the article came out about two of the three assassins being cleared due to, like, all of this evidence. The New York Times article just, like, really seeming weird to me because, like, so it contains the sentence, nor did it uncover a police or government conspiracy to murder him. But then later it says, Mr. Vance's reinvestigation conducted with the Innocence Project and the office of David Chanese, a civil rights lawyer, contended with serious obstacles, many of those involved in the murder case, including witnesses, investigators, and trial lawyers, as well as other potential suspects, died long ago. Key documents were lost to time, and physical evidence, such as murder weapons, were no longer available to be tested, which, again, like, just, that's super convenient for the police to lose all that shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They are the custodians of that evidence. But,
right, like lost to time, like, who will, somebody in time lost them.
It's just lost to time. We're gonna go ahead and blame time on this one, Tess.
Well, you know, as what happens in Marvel movies, a portal opens up and it just and then the evidence gets lost in the space-time continuum, and yeah, no, it happens.
And then, so on top of all this shit, there's this part of the New York Times article that's, like, buried down, you know, 5-6 paragraphs down. Prosecutor's notes indicate they failed to disclose the presence of undercover officers in the ballroom at the time of the shooting. And police department files revealed that a reporter for the New York Daily News received a call the morning of the shooting indicating Malcolm X would be murdered. So there was somebody who was like, hey, this is happening. They had undercover officers there in the ballroom and managed to, like, convict two people who weren't even there,
not even there
somehow, and, like, didn't disclose that they were present for it.
Like, I don't know a lot about how undercover officerism works, but you're an undercover officer, you're in a ballroom, somebody dies, don't you then, like, out yourself as a police and start investigating the situation right away?
Right.
If you're surprised.
Unless you're the murderer.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very suspicious. I'm glad that she's bringing this case. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see where it leads. Probably not in the New York Times, at least not until there's, like, irrefutable reporting. Mm-hmm. But so that's, I think, I don't know, hopeful news that people will continue to, like, get to the bottom of this shit.
May justice be served.
Yeah.
In speaking of served, Starbucks has a new secret weapon.
Wow.
And it's
that was
olive
the
oil.
Best transition.
That was a serve, honestly.
Yeah,
talking
about justice being served in the assassination of Malcolm X and then turning it over to Starbucks. Yeah, that's great.
It was a transition as smooth as olive oil.
As olive oil blended into your coffee, which is apparently a thing that Howard Schultz saw some Italian people doing in Italy and was like, that, we're going to do that. And it's my idea, essentially. Supposedly, the olive oil creates a velvety, smooth, rich texture with the buttery, round flavors imparted by the olive oil, perfectly pairing with the soft, chocolatey notes of the coffee. I don't know which coffee they're talking about there because I've not tasted many soft chocolatey notes in Starbucks coffee. Rarely soft.
Hard cigarette butt. would be my favorite. Yeah,
hard, burnt ass cigarette butt. Maybe like if you have you ever accidentally eaten like just the darkest unsweetened chocolate that like you can't, like your mouth just revolts and like just starts spitting it out like that. I can see that maybe a little bit, but I don't think of them as soft chocolatey notes by any stretch.
Well,
maybe they're talking about the Frappuccino.
The
mocha.
They're soft and chocolatey when you put just a shitload of chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put a whole five
pumps
cake
of chocolate syrup.
Soft.
Yes. So Howard Schultz, visionary, is in his third term as the CEO of Starbucks. This is the thing that like these CEOs who like luck into having great success and then, you know, leave and people start treating them like human beings again. And then they're like, actually, the person who I picked to succeed me is a maniac and I'm going to come in and take that job back over. So he's in his third spell as the CEO. But we need him because, as he said, this is a transformational moment for the company, in which they will bring together an alchemy of nature's finest ingredients.
I mean, that's poetry.
Yeah,
an alchemy of nature's finest ingredients. Here's what I will say. And let me preface this by saying that I don't know anything about cooking or making food or anything that you can consume. I'm famously very, very bad at it. But I am really good at eating food and enjoying...
One of the best, yeah.
Thank you. And enjoying tasty food. I don't see how the flavor of olive oil could go... I feel like it wouldn't complement the soft chocolatey notes of coffee.
Right, like and of a good coffee.
And maybe I'm very wrong about this.
I'm here for it. I'm going to be honest. I'm here for it. Like, if I see olive oil in like a dessert at a restaurant, I'm always going to choose that dessert. Like, I actually love, I had a gelato in Italy that was like lemon, olive oil, basil, and I still think about it.
Oh my God. Your bougie bona fides right now are just like spiking.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry, this is who I am. But like,
I love an olive oil dessert.
I love an olive oil dessert.
I consumed one in Italy, FYI.
I didn't even know this was an option for like for drinks, for desserts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think because it's not like salty, but it kind of gives you that like savory note that you want with like a little something sweet. And and when that bulletproof coffee trend happened, I love trendy stuff. So I tried that for a while. And like the butter and coffee combo, I kind of dug. Like a little bit of fat in your coffee is kind of nice.
Yeah. Milk shouldn't be the only fat that we're allowed to consume in our coffee.
Yeah.
We should be putting ice cream also.
Yes. Thank you.
Finally, someone's at it. Yeah.
I actually have done that where I didn't have any, because I'm a big old baby. Also, I think everyone's just learning that I am actually really bad at eating food and I have horrible taste. But I love the like, whatever brand, like Coffee Mate, like liquid non-dairy coffee creamers that are just like so sweet. And it's like not even real. It's like chemicals made in a lab. But that's how I have to drink my coffee, adding so much of that. But I didn't have any of that one time. But I did have vanilla ice cream. So I just added a bunch of vanilla ice cream to my coffee.
How was it?
How'd it go?
And it was brave of me. Thank you so
much.
That
is brave of you.
That is.
Hero.
So many temperatures in one cup.
I was,
Was it good?
Yeah, was it good?
No, it didn't turn out well.
It's not as good as the Coffee Mate is just like molecularly structured to the second like a drop like enters the coffee, it immediately mixes at the perfect rate, you know?
Exactly.
It's beautiful. It's art.
That and climate change, like we really have to trust the scientists.
Yeah. I don't know. I lost my nerve on Coffee Mate. I was drinking so much Coffee Mate for a long time. And then I was just like, this is probably bad for me
in
some way.
My insides are so fucked up right now.
Oh my God.
I can't stop.
My teeth started falling out. Yeah. It's, but it
gross.
Is good.
I like my coffee black, which is why I'm like even entertaining the notion of the olive oil thing. Cause that's about as like... sweet as I'll take it. But my dad, Caitlin, used to mix, he used to scramble eggs.
Your dad's name is Caitlin? Sorry.
Yeah, my dad, Caitlin, he used to scramble that Coffee Mate stuff in with our eggs, which sounds really fucking gross, but it's actually pretty, because you know how it tastes good when you get a little bit of maple syrup on your eggs?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
It's like
okay.
that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it like turned them into like a cloudy, like cotton candy style, like you know, just because there's like so much scientific engineering in that, that like you just like heat that and suddenly it turns into the alien spaceship from Nope. It's just like this beautiful, like, yeah. Wow, that's I won't try that, but I admire your dad, Caitlin's bravery.
Yeah, so shout out to my dad, Caitlin.
It's tough
just
to tell
chef
if it's
of the ages.
Your dad's name is Caitlin, or if you have multiple Caitlins in your life, and there's the dad Caitlin and then the other Caitlins, just to, based on how you were saying it. But
can it be both?
Yeah, I mean, this is based on an actual Italian trend that Howard Schultz saw. And so like it probably can be good, you know. It's just this doesn't seem to be the coffee to do.
No, I think you're right though. Like you're right. Starbucks are not the right hands for this. Like I would trust it at Intelligentsia, even though I do think Intelligentsia is very overrated. I would trust Olive Oil Coffee more in their hands.
Yeah. Sure. Intelligentsia seems about right for you. Just based on what we've heard.
Overrated.
That's not like I admire like the consistency and specificity of your tastes.
When is Coffee Bean gonna step up their game and start putting, I don't know,
Olive oil.
No one ever talks about Coffee Bean is what I'm saying. Everyone's like, oh, Starbucks this, Starbucks that.
Yeah.
It's so true. And I feel like Coffee Bean, because I think they peaked in 2006, like every celebrity was always getting Coffee Bean in 2006.
Mm. Yeah.
And then they fell into
Dunkin'
a portal.
Took over. Mm, yeah.
That's what happened.
God bless Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
I'm living for that, by the way. I'm so here for all of that partnership.
Yeah. It's cute.
It is. I kind of fell off Ben Affleck for a minute until he got back together with J-Lo and Duncan.
Oh, man.
He should not fight his roots.
Yeah. But they, with regards to the, you know, exchange of ideas between Starbucks and Italy as a nation, like Starbucks takes their ideas. Italy does not want to take any of Starbucks. Mm. They flopped big time over there. Mm. So anyways.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Why would you ever go to Starbucks in Italy?
Right. It's truly like you just want to see all of the American tourists in Italy. You go to the Starbucks. But yeah, it's like shocking to see a Starbucks in another country, I feel like. All right. Russell Crowe is the Pope's exorcist. So prepare.
It's about time.
Thank you.
Exactly. Thank goodness.
So this is the trailer dropped. I recommend... Yeah, I mean, I actually don't. Like, you could totally miss this. I will tell you the important thing is that he does say, if you have a problem with me, take it up with my boss, the Pope. But there's also, so like our writer JM kind of did a dive into this because this is based on a real character. As like all the exorcism movies are like this based on actual events in the spookiest year, 1987. This person is like a real, like he created the NBA of exorcists, like, and you know,
they've got like a team.
Yeah. What's the NBA?
It's like the official league of, let me see if I can find the name of it, but like, he's like, you gotta be a certified exorcist.
The League of Extraordinary Exorcists.
Yes, exactly. But in addition to being like Pope John Paul II's number one bottom bitch exorcist, he is also like a right wing political commentator or like cultural commentator. The movie portrays him as like a superhero battling demon children, but in real life, he has blasted the evils of nightclubs, Harry Potter, and yoga. Which he claims yoga I'll read some direct quotes for you from this man. Practicing yoga brings evil, as does reading Harry Potter. They may both seem innocuous, but they both deal with magic, and that leads to evil. Yoga is the devil's work. You think you are doing it for stretching your mind and body, but it leads to Hinduism. All these Oriental religions are based on the false belief of reincarnation. And then,
oh my goodness.
In Harry Potter, the devil is at work in a cunning and crafty way. He is using his extraordinary powers of magic and evil. And then this is my favorite. My advice to young people would be to watch out for nightclubs because the path is always the same. Alcohol, sex, drugs, and satanic sects. So
sex and sexts.
Sex sects. That path is always the same.
It's I feel shorthanded because I've been to a nightclub.
I've done three of those things and never got invited to the satanic sect.
Seriously, I've done all of these things.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Always. Can I just say, so his name is Father Gabriel Amorth, which sounds to me, you know, in like exorcism movies where someone's being possessed and then like the demon or the devil is speaking through the body that they're possessing and they're like, Jessica isn't here anymore. This is Amorth. That sounds like his name sounds like a demon's name.
There is no Jessica, only Amorth. If you would like to leave a message for Jessica, though, just let me know. I can tell her. Amorth. Yeah, Amorth is definitely like the name of one of the like Dementors from Harry Potter. Like, I think that's why his feelings were hurt by Harry Potter, is it just feels like the most evil name possible. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Maybe that's the M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end, though, is that they need an exorcist for the exorcist.
Tess, did you see the trailer? Because that seems to be what's at stake. They're like, if the Pope's exorcist gets possessed by the devil, Western civilization falls type shit. So,
wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what if he's possessed and that's why he's so good at exorcisms, because he's like a demon talking to other demons.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, I need you all to leave the room. It's while like I perform this exorcism.
Just like that, like Angel or Blade, like they're like vampires or part vampires, and that's why they're so good at like their job. They know the MO.
Takes one of to the know people. One.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey.
Cop and criminal are one and the same.
It's oof, yeah,
it all goes back. The cops are evil.
That's right. ACAB includes the Pope's exorcist.
Exactly. I also love how like there's just rampant, not love, but like there's rampant pedophilia going on in this organization for decades, and they think Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Then there's progressive people that have issues with the Harry Potter. It reminds me of that thing of like, yeah, we all agree the government's messed up. Which way are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. They have to make up satanic sects in order to distract from what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Pope's exorcist is coming to a theater near you. We'll probably be seen by way too many
people.
I'm going to
AMC.
Are we going to have to like be anti-horror movie podcast now? I don't want to, but like... I think Jamie one time was on here and was talking about the Conjuring movies being based on like just the worst humans.
Yes.
They're like really, creepy.
Yeah, she knows more about it than I do. But they're bad.
It's always bad. But
I mean, it makes sense though. Like, have you guys met anyone that like you would think dabbles in exorcism or conjuring?
Yeah, my best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, dabbles, we all dabble a little
That's
bit.
True.
Right?
We're all kind That's of true. Part-time exorcists.
Yeah.
I've dabbled in the satanic sect. I haven't.
But like to throw yourself into it as a career.
Yeah, exactly.
I dabble in satanic sex. S-E-X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 6669.
it's all in together, you know? It's just a big stew of good times. I'm just saying that if I make that my full-time thing, do I stop loving it, you know? It's
right.
Like, right. Once it becomes your job. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about mushrooms.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, and the trailer for Tetris just came out. I had heard that they were making a Tetris movie. I could not fathom what that was going to be. The long.
I mean, if I had to like guess that someone was like pitching a Tetris movie, my guess would be it's set in Russia in 1989.
Okay,
and you know, the obviously the fucking, you know, they're dealing with like the fall of communism is about to happen. Mm-hmm. They know the Soviet Union is going to go down. Mm-hmm. But then from the sky, blocks slowly start coming down. Yeah. And they're like,
slowly at first.
Yeah, at first. And then they're like, oh, shit.
Momentum.
Yeah.
We got to find a perfect spot for them blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my pitch.
And that's the cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they find them? What was your favorite block in the Tetris universe? Because there's Flat Boy, who is just a total
flat boy is my favorite.
Well, Flat Boy was the most badass one because you always set your shit up for Flat Boy.
Exactly. Yeah. If you can just get that Flat Boy right in that.
What a feeling. That to me, that was the first time I fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sexual undertones of this conversation are revealing a lot to me about like why I was so into Flat Boy.
Yeah, you put that Flat Boy like right in that crevice and you're like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing goes all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's like kind of how I've organized my life since then, is like just like build up a bunch of shit and then like hope for a big payoff
where
it all comes together at the last second. Oh no, the Flat Boy didn't come. just fucking waiting for that Flat Boy.
Just piles and piles of, oh no, where's the Flat Boy?
I need a Flat Boy.
My whole professional career as well has been backing myself into a corner and praying that something, a one out of a million chance would happen, will happen. And so far, not so good.
Flat boys.
Many a washed up comedian is sitting on a park bench that they live on right now going, I just never got a flat boy.
I just needed that flat boy.
Someday my flat boy will come.
So it sounds like it has less in common with that pitch that you just made. I feel like that was also kind of what they went with for like Battleship. I think they were like, so we got to do Battleship. Let's aliens come and you got to like sink them by guessing with our battleships.
Yeah,
and
that one was.
There's
was
pixels a, that also a swing had and a like, mix. Yeah. A swing and a mixed. Some people liked it. Some people. Mm-hmm. So this is more. So this has more in common with Argo and the new Air Jordan movie, where it's like international intrigue.
Ben Affleck's directing it.
Ben Affleck is directing the Air Jordan invention movie, and they wish Ben Affleck was directing this because it does feel like they were like, "What if Argo, where the stakes were Game Boy?" Instead of freeing hostages, the stakes were you get to play Tetris on the Game Boy. Mm-hmm. It's not about the Russian inventor of the game so much as it is about the Dutch video game designer who bought it and introduced it to Western audiences. He has to like travel behind the Iron Curtain in order to like get
the rights to the theme to their national anthem. Because isn't that their national anthem that's playing in the I thought that was a Russian national anthem.
I think it might be. You can see that very easily.
Entirely possible. And then it starts speeding up as the blocks start falling faster. Which taught us to, you know, be wary.
Stalin just got a gun to the audience faster. You'll never get a flat boy.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, the Russian version, there is no flat boys.
Yes.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, they're all equally sized.
Yeah.
They're all, yeah.
But it's the story of, like, him basically licensing Tetris, seems to be the
Sounds the fun.
Yeah, I like that. I like contract law in every movie that I can get my eyes on.
It reminds me of this like analysis that Malcolm Gladwell, my king, the only person who I go to when it comes to intellectual discourse.
Yes.
Recommendation on private jets to take.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He was on the Lolita Express flight logs. But he did do a story about like he likes to read those CEO biographies. And he's like, when you actually look at how they tell the story, it's like this heroic singular CEO's hero's journey through like the heart of darkness to like everybody tells me can't do it and it's only his idea and like he, you know, triumphs over evil to increase shareholder value or whatever the fuck. And like when you actually look at what they do, it's just, you know, like a series of very mundane and predatory decisions that they make. They find one thing that they can exploit and then exploit it over and over and over again until they're billionaires. It's just like very rote and mechanical and like uninteresting, but they find ways. Like there's a whole section of your local bookstore that is these retconned stories that like turn the narrative of how this person built a unnatural, immoral amount of wealth, like it turned it into like a hero's journey. And that's what this sounds like. Like the guy did have to go back, like make friends with the inventor of Tetris and, you know, get interrogated by some Soviet diplomats. But in the end, they were like, we kind of like this guy. We'll let him have the rights because that's how business works. And they're turning it into like this spy thriller where he like steals it, you know?
Jesus. I imagine because there's a premise so boring that you're like, well, if they're making it, it's got to be good.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know what I mean? Because there's not the only thing that's holding it together at this point is the IP of Tetris, which they I mean, maybe we live in that world now where that it alone is enough to sell the movie, but I can't imagine that it's not like really good. Like, at least as a script, like, it's like, oh no, this is a fun thing. Cause
we're missing something.
We're missing, cause there's definitely something there. There's no way it can't be that. It sounds so
can't be as bad as it sounds,
boring.
Right?
It sounds so boring, dog.
I mean, I would say that about like movies where the thing is getting made for with no IP attached. But like this, yeah. I feel like probably like there's been rumors of a Tetris movie for a number of years, and like I feel like the assignment came before the before this premise. Like they were like, all
true.
Right, Tetris is a thing that everybody cared about. That like I've never been so aware that my brain was being rewired as I was. Like I don't know what it did to it, but like when I would play Tetris on the Game Boy and then like close my eyes 8 hours later and I would see Tetris.
I would see Tetris and I would play Tetris in my head and I'd be like, this can't be healthy. I certainly have other thoughts. Like I'm hungry.
Yeah. Like it's that being on a boat and skiing are the only things that have ever like rewired things so much that like I close my eyes and I can't undo whatever that did to my brain.
Yeah. No, it's but the thing is they're definitely taking multiple pitches. You know, they're taking a lot of pitches with this Tetris IP, and so I imagine for them to choose the most boring sounding one that they're like, oh no, this is there's something there.
Yeah,
yeah.
It feels like they're doing a clean sweep through my child. Like Mario is coming out in like 6 months, then Tetris. Yeah. It's just like a clean sweep through like the things that I cared about at age 7 to 8, you know? They're just coming through.
I'm trying to think
Nexus
if there's
gonna be Guns
single...
N' Roses. Weird Al Yankovic just had a movie. That was one that was big for me at that period.
What actor is going to play Crash Bandicoot, do you think?
Right. That's the question.
Is it Giamatti?
Yeah.
Is he going to take that too?
Yeah. Sorry, what were you going to say, Blake?
I don't remember, but I think it was... Oh, no, I do. So I believe there was like maybe as someone who wants to come off as intelligent and fails almost unilaterally, but I remember there was one movie, I don't remember the name of it, but it sounded so fucking boring and it won all these awards. Every smart person was like, this is a genius movie. And ever since then, I'm like, I'm not going to be tricked again. If a movie sounds boring, it must be to what Matt was saying. It must be a brilliant film. So I will not go out on a limb and say this will be bad because I can't be fooled again. I won't be publicly fooled about this, but it's going to suck.
Well, what's the movie you're referring to specifically?
You know what would make great podcasting is if I remembered the name of it, but unfortunately,
you don't even remember what happened in it.
Yeah,
you just remember the sensation of being like, "That's gonna be boring as shit."
Was it the Constant Gardener? Because we've talked about this.
We've talked about the Constant Gardener.
Sounds boring as shit, but it's not at all about constantly gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not about somebody who just is really into gardening.
No, it's about like. What the fuck was that about? There's like a pharmaceutical
UN
company?
Stuff. Yeah, pharmaceutical conspiracies.
Intrigues happening in Africa. It's in Africa somewhere. And there's this song that's like,
I knew we were going to end up with this story.
Singing Kothbiro. Song fucking rules.
Sing the song from Constant Gardener. Right, so I'm going to keep talking, but I want you to do that under me talking. I think that's going to like give kind of a fun, like
it's
spiritualist vibe. I think the thing that I object to is the hero of this story is not like a person. It is just
a lawyer
story of capitalism as it happened. Like, I don't know. It's a bummer. Like, it makes sense because we are in a country where the mainstream media treats the destruction of a 7-Eleven front window as more serious than the like violence done to black bodies. So like, it makes sense to me that this is just like where they think our values are, and maybe they're right, but it's just, I don't know, human stories used to be bigger than like story of how Tetris got licensed. And yet, you know, if somebody told me that this ends up being really good, I wouldn't be shocked, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Brands is all we got now, dog.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Wake up and smell the Folgers coffee specifically and
Only
or
Folgers.
Blue Bottle.
Yeah.
You know, because the brands, there are
the
overlords.
Liberal Blue Bottle.
Liberal Blue Bottle. Or, you know, like the brands are our overlords. They are our bosses. They are
signifiers.
They're our signifiers.
I drink Black Rifle coffee to let to let people I know I finish sentences or I respond to people finishing sentences by saying "fuck yeah, brother."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's a way. It's your lifestyle. It's everything is brands here. So you know, you got to get with it. Start, you know, brand. You got to get brand brain. Mm-hmm.
Brand brain.
I got brand brain and I'm cool with brands now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Another brand story that
brand brain
feels like it's working from the same currency of like, what if people do thing to brand? And by the way, we are recording this on Friday. So if important news has happened over the weekend,
doesn't matter. Nothing's important. It's the same shit ever.
Talk about it anyway.
Another spy balloon. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also just realized we're off on Monday. So,
oh man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry if we've missed a bunch, but we're talking about dumb shit.
This is gonna be great.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
Nobody wants to work, and that is what we're talking about. Nobody wants to work anymore. Thank you, Blake. There's also the Winnie the Pooh horror movie that we talked about. It was basically Winnie the Pooh's copyright lapsed after 100 years after the first published.
So anyone, it's up for grabs.
It is, but it's only the first book, which only included Piglet and Winnie the Pooh. And
no Tigger.
No Tigger.
It's Seinfeld without Kramer. So
yes.
Okay.
Tigger was Kramer. That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's airtight. Yeah.
No Red Shirt, because that was actually a Disney addition to the brand. Pooh is just butt naked.
What if he has a blue shirt?
Yeah, I mean, could be. But so basically a UK
Not
filmmaker who until recently worked for an electricity supplier full time while making micro budget horror films on the side happened upon this idea and realized that the Winnie the Pooh copyright was going to lapse, made this movie. It's called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. It is.
I'm okay with this, actually.
Apparently, it's very bad. It's apparently not good.
Well, I mean,
people are saying it's amateurish, sloppy, and quote, embarrassingly bad. But
this is who's saying that?
Yeah.
Critics,
film critics, or some shit. But
it depends which ones. Cause at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if all the ones that are like Marvel, the ones who are bought out, basically.
Yeah.
Are just like, Disney told us to say it was bad.
Right. Yeah. The same filmmakers are also working on horror takes on Bambi and Peter Pan. So it feels like this is the opposite side of the coin of like hero's journey, where the hero is the acquisition of the rights to distribute Tetris on Game Boy. This is the opposite, where it's like the ultimate violence that you can do in our like cultural mindscape is to make Winnie the Pooh a real edgelord sick fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like this is the ultimate meaning.
Yeah. Winnie the shit.
Yeah.
We're not saying Pooh no more. We're using swears, dog.
I feel like this is a bummer because I think there could have been an interesting horror movie based on the fact that, first of all, each character in the Winnie the Pooh universe definitely represents a different like mental imbalance.
Sure.
You know, like, so there's something interesting there. There's also like,
so Pooh is a glutton. Eeyore is depressed.
Pooh just seems high. Eeyore suffers from depression. Piglet definitely suffers from like anxiety, like chronic anxiety. Tigger
is a tweaker.
Yeah. Or, you know, he's like just manic.
ADHD. Oh, yeah, that's true. He's probably manic.
Kramer.
So, yeah. Kramer.
Yeah.
But, and then there's also like the idea. So, I guess the premise of this is that Christopher Robin returns to the 100 Acre Wood, like as an adult, and like Pooh and Piglet have gone feral and like murdered all the other characters. Mm. And like this idea of like children's imaginary friends and like the imagination mm-hmm. of children, like that, like being abandoned, like that is examined to great effect in like Inside Out and Toy Story 3 and sure. 4, like the sure. toys being abandoned but never dying and just right. like existing perpetually at the bottom of like a landfill, just stuck right. in place.
Yeah.
Is like dark and interesting and has been handled well, but this feels like they just like turned it into an exploitation film.
It's like a few degrees away from just doing parody porn, which I think is fine. You know, sure.
You never said anything else. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong. I'm great friends with people who make the best parody porn over yeah. at Wood Rocket. They do great. They did the Simpsons porn. They did, mm-hmm. what do they do? Rugrats, which is a strange choice, but it wasn't, they
that
weren't
was hard to do.
Yeah. Hard to do. But
that
I thought it was
a high wire act.
Right. But it was a brave choice. So, mm-hmm. but yeah. you know, so like making the, you know, lapsed IP, you know, horror film of child thing seems like, okay, have you considered making a sketch?
Right. Try that first.
Start with a sketch.
Yeah.
See what,
yeah.
How long does this have to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. You do get the sense that they were asking that as they set out to make this movie. Like, how long does it, like, for a feature, how long are we talking here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're talking 10 minutes?
Yeah. To get six? Distribution in theaters. So I'm going to start with a number, and you tell me if it's higher or lower. Six?
Seven? Eight? Okay.
Well, surely it can't be nine.
Me, 10? Oh, Jesus Christ, 11? Oh, no. Kill my son.
We're
going to
be here all day.
Oh, no.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show. If you like the show, means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.